different year. Okay. What I'd like to do today is discuss more in depth the famous Nekuda Nefla. Because the Nekuda Nefla, as we said yesterday, is the Hechitimsa of Vashal Cholab Chela B'Cholab, meaning the Basar component is Macholas Asuras. It's a piece of Chela, a piece of Nevela. The milk is regular milk. So there's a sugi like this. There's a gemara about this. We saw, right? In what Kufi Dalde and Malachol Chela B'Cholab, or Tzedin. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says, based on the sugya, that we paskin that there's an isabishal. There's an isabishal because there was no isabishal beforehand. So the isabishal sets in. Chelav is not also a bishal, so there's no isarachal isarishal. And there's no isarachila, meaning no isarachila als basabachalav. But there's still an isarachila als chelav or nevela, whatever it is. And the only thing that's missing to the puzzle is there an Issa Hanah? So the Rambam's Chiddush is that there's no Issa Hanah either. Even though by right there should be an Issa Hanah, because Chalev is Mutar B'Hanah. So now you're making Basa B'Cholav, you should make an Issa Hanah Shabo. So the Rambam's Mechadish that you can't, if the Issa Achila of Basa B'Cholav doesn't set in, the Issa Hanah won't set in either. And the Rambam Chanan explains, because the Pshat is that the Isser Achila of a food item is really a type of Hanah. And the reason why the Torah speaks about Achila and not Hanah, because the Rambam says anytime it says Achila, it also means Hanah. So why did the Torah say Achila? Because that's the most prominent form of Hanah of a food item. So if the prime mover and shaker is not there, then no one else is there either. So if the Israchil of Shabbos, that's the prime form of Hanah, is not Shaykh, because Ein Israchal Isser, so the Isser Hanah won't be Shaykh either. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Now, as Rabbi David asked here, he could have, it's not Mukhrach to have to say like that. He could say no. You know, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, this Rambam. You know, it's not. And in fact, we'll see more. We'll see. Does everyone agree with the Rambam? And in fact, the Lecha Mishnah denies the Rambam, meaning the Lecha Mishnah has a discussion of this as well, page 10, today's packet. The Lecha Mishnah says. Yeah. The Torah Ha'ika is most of the Tosaf of Issa Hanah. He says that there's an Issa Hanah. So that's what they point out. The Binyan Yaakov, I think, points out. The Binyan Yaakov that. Apparently, the Lecha Mishnah didn't have, maybe he didn't have the Perish Mishnayis. This is only a Chiddush, he says, in the Perish Mishnayis. It's not in the Mishnah Torah. So, if you only had the Mishnah Torah, then maybe in a Hanami, you would say not that way. Also until proven Mutter, and Mutter until proven, you know, which way do you go? But the Lecha Mishnah thought it's a Dover Poshet, nothing to talk about, that there's an Issa Hanah. Now, the rest of the question, for you to understand, I'm going to have to give some background information. But the Hanukkah of this whole Lecha Mishnah is that there's an Issa Hanah Shavu. You know, it's the whole question, what is the takef of the Perish Mishnayis Laharambam. You know, how do we view that? You know, so
Bechitza,
right? We saw the right. The Sama Rebbe made a big thing out of that. That the Rambam says that you can't see the women. He says that when they made the Tikkun Gadol, the Simchas Beis Yisroel, they made the balcony. The Rambam says Kadesh Shalo Yistaklu. And in the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, he just says Shalo Yisarvu. So some would say it's different shitas. Moshe made a whole thing about this, that really Rambam Paskin Shalo Yisarvu. And some say, there's no machloig, there's no stira. Once you're looking, that's also tarobus.
You know, Moshe say explicitly it's not a problem if you can see as long as they're dressed.
That's right, Moshe. What?
He said it's basically as long as they're dressed.
As long as they're dressed, yeah. Properly, right. Okay, but that's a separate discussion. So in order for us to understand what's going on here, we will have to look in the Rambam. Okay, page 8 in the Rambam. Parag Yudayin Halacha Ches. Klal Gadol Hu B'chol Yisum Shevetorah She'ein Yisachal Alisa. So he says, the Klal Gadol in Yiddishkeit is Ein Yisachal Alisa. So, with three exceptions. Elim Kim Hayu Shnei Yisum Bo'im Ka'achas O Shea Yisur Echad Mosif. So we will now discuss what are the three exceptions to the rule. In other words, again, Ein Yisachal Isser, so simple pshat means that you don't get too onchin. So I would say a person, like I gave the example we just had before, Yivashal Chelav B'cholav. So chaylev is an isalav, and basa b'cholav is an isalav. So by right, maybe you should say you get 2 malchus, I mean 80 malchus, you know, for the isal chaylev. So the klal ein isachal isa says no, but the chaylev was there first. So therefore ein isachal isa, you're only going to get an isarat malchus for the chaylev and not for the basa b'cholav. Now there is a discussion based on the Gemara in the Achronim. Does that mean that you didn't get the Avera? In other words, it could be there's an Avera for. In other words, Einis Achal is just as a tour from Ocean, but maybe what? Maybe there's still a double Avera. We follow, and that's the famous. Primogodim from the Gemara Yevamos. Is the Gemara Yevamos here in the packet? Oh, is it? What page? Page 6. There is a famous Gemara Yevamos. Page 6, going over to page 7. On page 7. the end bracket. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, cool. That's on the machine, and I'll call it after this. You see on page 7, with the end of the bracket in the middle of the page? Nafkimina lekavro bein rishoyim gemurim. Whereas, what difference does it make l'gabe ein isser chalal isser? Anyway, there's an isser. So he says, in other words, there is a din that you can't be kover tzaddik eichel rasha. You can't cover tzaddik eichel rasha. The halachas of Gvura. So it's hard to. So who are we to say who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha? Right? You know. So how do you? So you can't. We're not talking about, you know, levels, madregas. Oh, he's such a, like we say, oh, he's such a tzaddik, and people call people, oh, he's a rasha. You know, the way this is evaluated is just by physical actions. In other words, this guy eats chazer, so that's a category of called a rasha. He might be the nicest person in the world. He might be an honest person. But that's a halacha category. You violate a law in the Torah, you're a rasha. And this person is mechalel Shabbos. So these are very defined categories. So it's not about, you know, who's the nice guy, who's not a nice guy. You know, those are the colloquial words of tzaddik in Russia. So if a person is Mechal Shabbos, and we know he's Mechal Shabbos, so he's not allowed to be buried next to a person who's not Mechal Shabbos, technically. You know, I don't know how it's going to work in regular, you know, cemeteries, but that's the technical halacha. So the Gemara says, basically, if you have a person who violated an Isser, Chalal Isser, this guy ate Chalif, but this guy ate basar mechalal that was chalav. So even though they're only going to get one malchus, but lemaisa, he's considered a rasha gomor to fuck by the other guy. The guy who ate the basar mechalal, and he did two averis. So the Prima Gadim has this famous comment that you see from here, that the Ganach likes to talk about it, that Einis HaChalal Isser is a din in Onshin. It's not a din in the Avera. You still get the Avera. In other words, a person did two Averas, even though he's only going to get Malkus for one, because Einis HaChalal Isser, he's still more of a Rasha than the person who only did the one Avera. And the Achkamin is, you can't bury those two people next to each other.
So the person who had Chalav Makhalav,
right. Even though both of them are only going to get one malchus. Okay. But it's a din. So we generally assume it's a din in onshin. Now the Rambam says, back to page 8, there are three. Exceptions to the rule, meaning, exception I mean, that he'll get to onshin even. In other words, the Avera, that's the regular halacha, it's still going to be a double Avera, but not double onshin. But there are certain cases that there'll be what? Double onshin.
Wait a minute. The person who ate
correct.
So he's, in comparison, he's a bigger tzaddik than the Kabbalah Eichos Mechalah.
He's a bigger Russia. Not bigger tzaddik, bigger Russia. The person did two Averis, and the other person did one Averis, so the person who did two Averis is is more of a Rasha than the person who's
one of them. He can't be buried next to the Tzaddik.
So, but even to the two Rishayim, well, the Rasha that only did one Aveira is a higher level than the Rasha that did two Aveiras. So they can't be buried even next to each other.
If someone ties in more than one set of malchus, do we actually minister more than 39 lashes, or is it more just in theory?
No. I mean, there's an omed, right? You have to learn the sugyas and malchus. There's an omed, because we don't want anyone to die as a result of the malchus, so they omed how much he could take. Okay. So there are three exceptions. There are three exceptions to the rule. So one exception is called basachas. If the two things come at once. Say, for example, there's a question whether this is called basachas or not. But one example could be Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right? That's a question, but let's assume. So, in other words, you do an Aveira, Malach on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so that's a question, because Pashtus, once Shabbos comes and Yom Kippur comes, they come together. So the two Aveiras are coming together. So therefore, if a person would violate, say, do a Malach on that day, he would get punished for both, because that's called Basachas. It's more complicated look at that example, but that's perhaps one example. In another example, that's called Isser Basachas. The other one is called Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif. What does an Isser Mosif mean? So it means like this. Say a woman is an almana. Right? And then she remarries and she becomes a grusha. Right? So this woman, the second, now an almana is only usher to add to a kohen gadol. When she becomes a grusha, she's usher to add. So it had you too. So the, from her perspective, the scope of her is she becomes more usser to from the perspective of the person to more people. So now, if she would marry a Kohen Gadol, would she only violate the Yisra Almana, or would she also violate the Yisra Grusha? So the halacha of Yisra Mosif says that since the second Isser of Grusha made her Usser to more people, so then Migo, that she's Usser, that second Isser is going to be Chal on the Kohen Hedyot, because there's no Isser from before, it's going to also be Chal on the Kohen Gadol, and when she marries the Kohen Gadol, she's going to violate, she's going to get double malchus, both for the Almana Shabbat and for the Grusha Shabbat. Because she they're both kept.
Even the Kohen gets double
malchus? Well, no, the Kohen, right, the Kohen, obviously, he's not also to an Almana, but she'll get. One second. Okay, so that's called an Isser Mosif, because the second Isser made her Isser greater. First she was only an Almana, so she's only Isser to certain people. Now she's even a Grusha, she has a bigger scope.
She's only an Almana, but she marries a Kohen Gadol.
First she starts off being an Almana.
Then the Kohen Gadol is Garish, and then she becomes a
She's she's an almana. She lost her husband. Yeah. Then she remarries, and she got divorced. So now she's a grusha. Now, after all that happened, her third husband, she wants to marry a Kohen Gadol. What would be her situation? Would she only violate one avera or one onesh for the almana shabbat, or does she also violate the grusha shabbat? Because the regular anus of halalissa would dictate that she's an almana. Now the issa grusha is not going to be chal on the almana legabi the kohen gadol. So comes the chiddush of issa mosif and says, now what? That no, since the second time when she became usher, she became usher, her issur was more than the first. Now she's usher to even Kohen Hedyotz. So if she would go ahead and marry a Kohen Gadol, she would get two onshin, for the Almana Shabbat and for the Grusha Shabbat. Clear?
The woman
in the NBA
can be punished for
violating
her marrying
Kohen Gadol,
even though she's only
punished
for the
Kohen
Gadol, for one
reason,
right?
Well,
Grusha
also can marry a
Kohen Gadol.
Right. Right, because a Grusha can't even marry a Kohen Hedyot. Certainly the Kohen Gadol is also a Kohen. Okay? Yeah. So we said no, because the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almana, can't marry a grusha. So yeah, both. I didn't get up to that. I didn't get up to that. Okay? So that's called an Isser what? Mosif. That the second Isser is Mosif things that the first Isser did not.
It's Mosif that it falls from her?
Yeah. She emanates from her.
Which one's more common? The more common one?
Is that a question? The second one, the grusha, because grushas are also even to go in head. Well, okay. And then we have a third exception. That's called an Isser Kolel. So the classic example of an Isser Kolel is that, say, you have non kosher food, a piece of nevela. And now it's Yom Kippur. And you eat that piece of nevela on Yom Kippur. So do you get one onesh for nevela, or do you also get for Yom Kippur? Because this piece of nevela was also even before Yom Kippur. But do we say, so Issur Kolel says no. In other words, the piece of nevela didn't become more usser. It's not like the Issur Mosif thing, where the second Issur was an Issur Mosif, became more usser to more people. But the second Isser was more inclusive. Because the kol, the Yom Kippur is going to be chal on my Cheerios. So Migo, that it's chal on my Cheerios, it's going to be chal on the Nevela as well. The second Isser has a greater scope, because it's going to be chal on all the Macholos HaMutaris. So that's the story. So Mamela, that's called an Issur Kolel. It's different than Issur Mosif, because Issur Mosif, the Issur itself became more Usser. Here, the Nevela stays in the Nevela, but the second Issur is more a bigger scope, because it's Chal on it's coming mibachutz that is called the dvar mutarim. So migo that's called dvar mutarim, it's called on the dvar asur. Okay, these are the three examples. Because a grusha is the is, right, but it's stemming from the chayfetz, the person. The person is more osur. In other words, she first was an almana, and now she's a grusha. So that iser, she became a grusha. So that iser is coming from. From the chayfetz, from her, chayfetz became more osir because of the second isser. So mela, that's called mosif. She's mosif more people on her. Kolel, the nevela is still nevela, and the nevela is not more osir, but there's this new isser that's going to encompass other things, right? So migo that it's chal on other things, it's going to be chal on the thing that's already us. So that's an iser kola. Now, right, but it's stemming from the chayfetz that was originally asa, the isha is asa, became more asa, had another thing, and in other words that isha that's chal on the thing, it stems from the chayfetz, whereas this stems from something milbar that okay, good. Now, the question is like this. What is the story of an Isser Hanah? If something is Asr Bahanah, so which of those three things? Let's say the first thing is only an Isser Achila, right? Like the case we had, the Chalev. And now you have an Isser what? Hanah. Forget what the Rambam said, forget what anybody said, just based on the klolim we just presented. Is the Isser Hanah Basachas Mosif Kolel, none of the above? What would you say?
I think it would be an Isser Kolel, expanding what the Isser is, expanding the general thing of what.
If anything, it would be an Isser Mosif. Because the thing itself became more awesome. So then, we should say that Migo, that the Isser Hanah is Chal, because the Isser Hanah certainly be Chal, there's no Isser from before, then what? Then there should be what? Another Isser, Achila. Right? In other words, based on the klal of Ein Isser, based on the klal that Isser Mosif is an exception to the rule, so it means exception to the rule, the fact that there's Isser Hanosh and Michal, that's poshut, that you don't need the klal of Isser Mosif. The klal of Isser Mosif is that once you have this new thing that became more Osir, and the second Isser made the chayfetz more Osir, so then what?
You get onish.
Then you should even get an
Achila.
And that was the question of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, the Rambam says there's no Isser Achila. I don't understand why. Because the second, once it became Basar B'chala, for sure there's an Isser Hanah, and then, and that's Poshet, there's an Isser Hanah, that's nothing to talk about. The question is, so why doesn't there now be a second Isser Achila based on the Klal of Isser Mosif? And to that, he says, well, the Issa Hanah, you don't get Malkus, so it's a weaker form. You see on page 10, in Tomer, in the Ketel Lecha Mishnah, Ha'ika Issa Mosif, Tosef Issa Hanah. So he says, what's the answer? Hey, Shlomar, in the seventh line, it's only, there's no Yisr Lav. Right, the Rambam Sheet, there's no Yisr Lav. So therefore, that's not enough. If the second thing that makes it more usser, that's mosif, is an issue that doesn't have an issue lav, that's not going to pull the day to make an issue mosif. For sure, the issue hano will be there. That's something to talk about. Because why not? But it's not going to schlep along. Now the issue achila is in contrast to the case of the almana and the grusha, where the grusha is also in lav. So then you could say the end of it's a mosif. But you see from the Lecha Mishnah, it was Varm Pshutim that there's a Nisr Hanoah. The only thing is, should there also maybe be a Nisr Machila based on the principle of it's a mosif? One sec. And then what he says, no, because Nisr Hanoah is not strong enough Isser. Avad, it's a strong enough Isser that it itself is going to be Chal. But to schlep along in this achila, they're not.
The question is not the issue, the question is the onesh.
That's what I mean.
Right.
It can't make it.
This Hanah is not something that's schlepping. If we're saying that most of it applies, forget about the issue Hanah. The issue achila should be there just because of the heart of the most of it, having nothing to do with achila. We don't need that.
Right. The Yisra Hanah is going to be there because there was nothing before.
Right, it shouldn't have to drag the Yisra
Achila. That the question is, could it even drag an Yisra Achila?
No,
so
I'm saying, why?
So he asked, why not? So
why
he said,
are you asking that question, though? Shouldn't, if you tell me that most of it exists, then let's say there was no such thing as Yisra Hanah, and there was Bas Macholos in the Pelev, and now it should also be an Yisra Achila. That's the end of most of it.
Right.
Within Achila,
an onish for Achila.
But even with that onish of Hanah, meaning why is the Bava Mishnah saying that the Isra Hanah had to drag the Isra Achila with it, and that's not good enough? We should just say that if you're looking at Moses, then Isra Achila should be there. Because that's how.
Why should the Isra Achila be there? There's an Isra Achila from before, a Isra Kalalissa. The answer is, he's asking, but the concept of Isra Mosif is when the second thing is Mosif, so the thing that it's Mosif for sure is Chal. The Chiddush of Isra Mosif is that it can even be now add on the thing that really should not be there because of Ein Isra Chal Isra. Now, because the second Isra is more expansive than the first Isra, the duplicate Isra is also going to be Chal.
But by the Almana, so she's Osir, now she's gaining more Isir. She's now
Grusha. Right.
So too, this...
Because an Almana's a Lav and Grusha's a Lav.
Right.
You get Malgus, so that it can schlep along. So another
Isir. This piece of meat is Osir.
Is Osir Bachila Al Tzchelev. Now the question is, will it be get a Malkus also for Basa B'cholov?
So it adds, now the piece of meat becomes more Osir.
So it, right, so why should it become more awesome? Because the second issue is an Issa Hanah. And Issa Hanah is Mosif.
Meaning we don't say Issa Hanah Issa by Grusha because she's getting more awesome than the Mosif.
Because the second Issa is going to be a bigger Issa. So it's going to be, the Grusha is going to make her awesome now to all the Kohanim in the world, even the Kohen Hedyots in the world. So now, when she marries a Kohen Gadol, it's going to make her have a din Grusha, Lagabe, the Kohen Gadol as well.
So just a question. The din of Mosef is not that she just becomes Osir Grusha now. The din is that now that there's like another lab, and that it affects more people.
Well, that's why it's Mosef. That's why it's Mosef. Right, it doesn't matter.
I think there's two types of Moses. There's Moses, and there's now another law, but there's Moses now, it affects more people.
Right. In other words, once we categorize it as Mosif, as an Isser Mosif, so now the Klal of Ein Isser Chal al Isser is not going to be Chal, because of why? Because that's the Din of Isser Mosif, being an exception to the rule.
What we're defining most as affecting more things, more people.
So the first thing we said is, if it affects more, if the second Isser affects more people, that's Mosif. And now we're saying that even if it maybe affects the Isser doesn't affect more people, but it has an added aspect to it. Maybe that also was called Mosif. That was the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. Now, the Lecha Mishnah, obviously, if once you know the Nekuda Neflah, then it doesn't get off the ground, because there is no Isser Hanah there.
The two Afilas don't affect more things. There's just two Isser Afilas. Afilas of Lecha Kabbalah. That's why that's not Mishnah Mosif.
So
Hana is another level, but
I mean, basically, the Rambam and the Nekuda Neflah also wants to know how come it's not in Isser Mosif. So he answers because there is no Isser Hana to be Mosif.
There's no Malchus on Isser Hana.
Well, there's never Isser. There's no Isser Hana B'chal.
So any time there's an additional Isser, even if it doesn't affect more people,
that's what the Lecha Mishnah is assuming. We'll have to see if everyone assumes that way or not. Now, there is a famous important Tosis. Yes.
So why does the Rambam call that this is not an Isser Mosif? Because it's not an equivalent
knowledge,
the Akiva.
No. You want to know the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah's version of the Rambam? Well, the Rambam's version of the Rambam. There's no Isser Mosif because it's not Mosif anything. The first Isser was an Isser Achila. The second Isser is also only going to be Achila. So there's no Hanah.
In other words, the Onesh, there's no Onesh on Hanah, that's the point, right?
There's no Isser Hanah even. That's the Rambam and the Nekuda Neflah. There's never an Isser Onesh on Hanah according to the Rambam. So the Chiddush and the Nekuda Neflah is there's no even Isser Hanah. That's the Chiddush of the Nekuda Neflah.
So
you see the Lecha Mishnah didn't know the Nekuda Neflah. He never had the Nekuda Neflah. So that's why he asked his whole question. If he would have the Nekuda Neflah, he wouldn't have written this whole thing. Or he would say maybe the Rambam was Chozerbo from the Nekuda Neflah in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, now there is a very important Tosfos. Let's see if in Chulin, Kuf Aleph, page 5. So the Tosa Shita is that an Isser Hanah is not an Isser Mosif, even though it's Mosif Hanah that didn't end, because Mosif has to mean, like the case we gave before, Mosif people. He says, this is called an Isser Chomer. At first, this was only an Isser Achila. And this is an Isser Hanah. It's an Isser Chomer. So, and that's what he says, the last four lines of the Tosis. Elevada Isser Hanah lo choshev Isser Mosif Isser Chomer ba'almo. That's not called an Isser Mosif. It's an Isser Chomer. So therefore, Tosus Shita is that if the second thing is an Isser Hanah, the first thing was only an Isser Achila, then certainly the Isser Hanah will set in. but it's not going to therefore make a din of Mosif that the Migo that the Yisra Hana is. See, the concept of Yisra Mosif is a Migo that the Yisra Hana, now the Yisra Achila. But it's not an Yisra Mosif. It's an Yisra Chomer. So Mamela, the Yisra Hana will set in, like the Chela B'chalav, the Yisra Hana will set in. And what? But the Yisra Achila won't set in. Why don't you say Migo? Like Yisra Mosif, because his shita is that's not called an Yisra Mosif, and Yisra Hana is not an Yisra Mosif. So the Lecha Mishnah learned that it is an Yisra Mosif, so therefore he had his kasha. You see, you could say the kasha is not a kasha if you knew the Rambam in the Kud of the floor. So the Lecha Mishnah didn't know. So he says, okay, it should be an Yisra Mosif, and then he has been bothered by the question. According to Tosus, it's not even a question, because according to Tosus, If you're mevashel chaylev b'cholov, so the chaylev, so okay, so the chaylev definitely is what? Going to set in. The chaylev is definitely, the Yisra Hana is definitely going to be there. But there's not going to be a second Yisra Achila, because it's not called an Yisra Mosif, it's only Yisra Chomer. So then the second Yisra will set in. That it's, this thing is also an Yisra Hana. That's more chomer than Chalev, which was only an Yisra Achila.
According to Tosus, because it was already there
before. Right, exactly.
How is Tosus defining?
This thing is just more usher. It's not only an Yisra Achila, it's an Yisra Hana. Yeah, that's a similar. What you said is basically you were mechavin to Tosfos. You were mechavin. What can I tell you?
It doesn't add more people; it just makes it more severe.
Yeah. Now, there are more shitas. Let's take a look. But the Lecha Mishnah says it is an Yisra Mosif, but in the end of the day, theoretically could be an Yisra Mosif, but since it's not Malkus, so in the end he'll end up being the same as the as Tosis. Now the Ran on page 19. Says Beferish, not like that. This is going to be another shita. The Ran says an Yisra Hana is an Yisra Mosif, page 19, and so says the Rashba, page 19, Sava Shmuel, the Yisra Chalal, Yisra the Basim Chalal, Yisra Mosifu. The chela was only also bachila. The action of the tosava is a hana. And the Rashba as well on page 20. So the basav bachalav is a mosifu. So what does that mean? It's an isa mosif. What does it mean? It's an isa mosif. That there's going to be an isa hana for sure, and why? And then also be an isa chila. So it comes out now that, this will all point out in favor of Binyan Yaakov, it comes out now that there are three shitas on this topic. Because the Rambam Nekud in the floor says, Vashal Chela B'cholav is only going to be an Isser Achila, no Isser Hana. The Lacha Mishnah, Shitas Toisus, is that is also going to be an Isser Hanah, but no extra Isser, but only one Isser Achila, not two Isser Achilas. And the Ran and the Rashba say there is Isser Hanah, and now for, and there's now there's going to be two Isser Achilas as well. The Dogel Mervava, right? The Rambam made the page of the Shulchan Aruch because the Dogel Mervava quotes him on the page of Shulchan Aruch. And let's see what page is that. So he says, "Actual divrei Tosfos is a kolos shekosu isur b'hanah lo mikri isur mosif ain hechrech l'divrei hanikud haniflo." You see, he says the kud haniflo is only once you say that really there is a concept that is. In other words, the Rambam is really saying that an isur hanah is an isur mosif. The only problem is over here there's no isur hanah. So you don't have your. But if we had an Isser Hana on the Basa Mechalov, then it would make an Isser Moses. That's his question. Why is that the Rambam is bothered? So the Rambam is assuming it is, but he has this new chap. Whereas a different chap than what the Lecha Mishnah thought he held. Once you see what he held, but he says that according to the. But you only have to say the Rambam's Chiddush. You only have to say the Rambam's Chiddush if you assume that Isser Mosif is an Isser Hanah is an Isser Mosif. Then you have to ask questions. So why aren't you chayv twice? And then you come up with this Chiddush of the Hanah stems from the Achil, however you say over the Nikud of the floor. But according to Tosis, it never gets off the ground. Because Isser Hanah is an Isser Mosif. So Mamela, you don't have the Chiddush of the Rambam, you don't have the cool of the Rambam. So Mamela what? In Hechak the Rambam cool of Rambam, called Mokom Lo Matzino Latosu B'Teir Sheyichal. But he says that. So you don't have the Chiddush. So you don't have to say the Chiddush of the Rambam because you don't get up. Well, you don't have the question because it's not a Nisr Mosif. It's a Nisr. So therefore, you don't have to say the Teretz of the Rambam. So it's not Mukhrach, he says, but the Rambam. But we don't see Mefarish that he argues with the Rambam. So Mamela Hasomech al Zeb Mokum Hepsed Lo Yapsim. That's what the Dogel Mervava says. So the Binyan Yaakov says, "What are you talking about? In other words, Fakert, you're saying that you don't see Mefarish that he argues? Fakert, of course he argues. That's the whole thing. That he's saying there isn't Issa Hanah, it just doesn't make an Issa Mosif." He's saying, well, in other words, the Rambam only had to say his thing because he assumed this or is Issa Mosif. Then he has to ask, so why Taki not Chayvo twice? So therefore he says it's Kiddush. But the Dogma Mavar says, but Tosis doesn't hold like that, so he doesn't have to say because it's not even in this emotive, so he doesn't have the question, so he doesn't have to come onto the teretz. But the Bigin Yaakov says no, but it's clear that Tosis does argue. So I think the Bigin Yaakov has a strong hasaga on the Dogel Mervava, that he says that, of course he argues with the Rambam. He's saying, well, once you don't have to say like the Rambam, that the Rambam held that it's Yisra'el Nozer and it's emotive, so then he has a question. Why don't you say there's emotive here? So the answer is there is no Yisra'el Nozer. But according to Tosis, Yisra'el Nozer is not an emotive, so then you don't have to, there's no question to ask. So Mela, you don't have to say the Rambam's Kiddush, but that doesn't mean he didn't agree with it. But the Binyan Yaakov says, of course he disagreed with the Rambam. Because Lamaisa, he holds that there's an Isra Hanoah. It's just, it's not an Isra Moshe, but the Isra Hanoah is still going to be Chal. So, it took me years to understand what the Dogel Mervava meant. But then, once I saw this Binyan Yaakov, this changed my life. This Binyan Yaakov. Rabbi Tuchman likes to say for Binyan Yaakov. So. And then he says that maybe, he quotes the Binyan Yaakov, says, he quotes the Prima Gadim, that maybe this whole discussion, whether Isra Chil and Isra Hana, might be dependent upon where you learn out the Isra Hana from. We have the... the Rosh Yosef here on page 26, he quotes the Rambam of the Peish Rishnayis, and he says that this question maybe is toloy on the different makoros of, and he quotes the Lacha Mishnah. He says Lacha Mishnah asked this kash of the Rambam, v'lo zochar shu kushes a Rambam Peish Rishnayis, and he doesn't mention it because obviously the Lacha Mishnah didn't have it or didn't see it. He would have saw it. So he says in the last paragraph, on page 27, the bottom right, he's in Miuzel Kozel the Ravashi. So if Lomu Gmash Kozel, he may give a problem with Los Vashel. Kvaldai Kashel the Ravashi, that be Lomu Gmash Kozel. So he says, so maybe it's Tavoy, okay. So he says that some say the Isra Hana is low, so called cold nevela, and cold to aver out of you can't eat. Cold makum shalayomer, if you vada yeshlan alomer, came into the bazar because lano. Okay. In other words, maybe it depends upon where you learn out the Isra Hana, whether it's one thing. If you learn out from Lo Sochal, it's one thing, but if it's separate psukim, maybe they're not connected, maybe that's totally in. Whether you hold from the Likud of the floor, you don't hold from the Likud of the floor. There are more things here, but I think we'll stop now. This is a lot to digest. There are a couple of more things that maybe I could die to say over at the beginning of next year, but there's a lot to digest. You have to understand the klolim, to understand what the different sheets is, to really get it down. And something, you know, what the Rama said, what the Tosa said, what the Lecha Mishnah said, what the Dogel Mervava said, what the Binyan Yaakov said, to really understand things core, you just have to go through it slowly and make sure you have a clear understanding. And then the Prima Gadim, that's here, I didn't show you that inside. The Prima Gadim is on page 24. One second. So the Prima Gadim on page 25, he says, Right, so he says that more based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that maybe it's only did in the onesh, but the issue is there, and etc. And Rabbi Ganach likes to speak about if the issue is there, so then why did you say, so that how do you explain the din of the food of the flaw? But then you say, like the Lacha Mishnah, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that if there's no onesh, so then how can you, that can't be goring an onesh. Because the Lacha Mishnah svar is a good svar. Maybe you still have to say that svar even if you hold the nekud of the flaw, just to explain, you know, if you assume that, like Rabbi Ganach said, even if you assume the nekud of the flaw is but there's still an issa there, so why is that enough to say that there's an issa no, because there is an issa achila, but
since the issa no and issa achila are kind of like the same thing,
yeah, so it's connected, yeah, okay, something to think about, yeah, okay, very good, I can't